Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir. This is the third segment of the shir on the topic of rabbinic authority. In the previous shir, we saw the machlokes between the Chinuch and the Rambam as to whether there is a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim Shebechol Dor V'Dor. The Rambam holds there is seems to hold that there is not a mitzvah, such a mitzvah d'orais, and the Chinuch holds that there is. The Rambam says in the first perek of Hilchos Mamrim, Halacha Beis, that Gzeros and Takanos of the Beis Din Hagadol are so authoritative that if one does not listen to them, one is over on the Esei of L'Pi HaTorah Sheyarucha, and also over on the Lav of Lo Sasur. So writes the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs in the Sharash Rishon, Kol Ma Shetzivanu Chachamim La'asoso, Kol Ma Shetzivanu Memenu, Kratziva Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom B'Sinai, Shetzivanu La'asoso, V'emra Pei HaTorah Sheyarucha, V'zivanu Yisbarach Me'avur Dover, Nikol Ma Shetiknu also Gazru, V'emra Lo Sasur. So you see that even the Takanas, even the Gzeris that they made, Moshe Rabbeinu told us we have to listen to the Chachamim. The Ramban is masik on the Rambam, and he writes she'ein ala b'zeh lo sasu el b'mash amr b'feirish ha-Torah gon advarim kin anadrashim b'gzeh reshava b'binyan av v'shar shalosh v'imidis, only what they dashin from the Torah. But gzeh reshava and takonis that the Chachamim made, that doesn't have a lav, it's just an asmachta. So that's the machlokas Rambam. Ramban, according to the Rambam, Gzeris Takonis Ramidaraisa, according to the Ramban, is just an asmachta. The Ramban also writes to explain the Gemara Masechah Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos says, Tafchov Gimel Amid Aleph, Mayim Bevarich, Amarech Hashem Kedishanu Tzatzanu, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, Vehechan Sivanu. So we are commanded to light Ner Chanukah. Where were we commanded? Rav Avia says, Milo Sasor. Rav Nachman says, Shalavich V'yagetchas Kenecha V'yomru Lach. So they each give a pasuk, offer a pasuk as a source for the tzivui to listen to the chachamim. The Ramban writes, "Ratzav Avi Elom Mekshenish Guzeres V'Siyagim Shel Devarim Smuchim Alav Deloy Sasser Kacha Mitzvus Shechit Shikol Ner Chanukah Smuchim Al Oso Alav." So the Rav Avi wants to tell us that just like the Guzeres and the Siyagim of the chachamim is Samach is relying on the pasuk of Lo Sasur, so to the mitzvahs that the Chachamim were mechadish, like Ner Chanukah, is also Samach on the very same lav. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar, Shein Smach Boso Lav Lo Devreim Shish Bem Ikar Batoira Vol Mitzvah Samach Chudashus Mehem Ein Lam Smach El Pasuk Shal Avicha V'Yagetcha. He says no, that from Lo Sasur you only get what's already in the Torah, what they learn from the Yud Gimel Midas, but what's the mitzvah that their mechadesh is learned from the pasuk of Shalavicha v'yagetcha skenecha v'yomru lach v'atam b'zeh boru l'fish advarim she'em mosifim v'mitzvah satayra atzman kein perish atoruhu aval kishe'omri medliku ner chanukah ein adam yochol asmichu al zeh ala b'shum minyan she'ein zeh bo b'chlal ha'kosuv shomer ki yipolim mucha dover l'mishpot el b'chal Shalavicha v'yagetcha skenecha v'yomru lach she'itzavo l'kavol az min hazakeinim al ha'klal. In other words, what they add on to the mitzvahs of the Torah is like a perish of the Torah. If they learn from the Torah, if they derive a mitzvah from the Torah, that's a perish of the Torah. That's from Lo Sasur Min HaGavra She'Yagidu Lecha, when you come up from Mishpat. But when they say Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, what does that have to do with the Torah? Where is there any allusion to that in the Torah? There isn't. There's no Shail of Kiyapale Mucha Dover LaMishpat. You want to know what the Torah, judgment of the Torah is. This is their own Chiddush. So that has to be derived, according to Rav Nachman, from the Pasuk of Shalavicha V'yagetcha Zkeinecha V'yomru Lach, to listen to the Zkeinim when they're Mechadish and Mitzvah. However, that's the Ramban. According to the Rambam, Shebechol Mitzvah Devrayim, you're over in an essay of Al Pi HaTorah Shir Yerucha and a lav of Lo Sasur, even the mitzvahs that they are mechadesh, according to the Rambam, you're over on the lav of Lo Sasur and on Al Pi HaTorah Shir Yerucha. So then what's the machlokas between Rav Avraham Nachum Bar Yitzchak? Why does Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak not like what Rav Avia said? Sivanu is Lo Sasur. You're over on Lo Sasur. If it's Rabban, according to the Ramban, we get it. That you're only over, that the argument is that according to Rav Avia, even mitzvahs that they were mechadish are mistamech, are nismach on that lav of Lo Sasur. then Rav Nachman says, no, that's from Shalavicha V'yagetcha, what they losasur and apiatora she'arucha, that's only what they learned for the right from the Torah of Nir Gimelmitis. But now what they are machadish on their own is Shalavicha V'yagetcha. According to the Rambam, that when they were machadish on their own is taka in the pasuk of apiatora she'arucha on the lav of losasur. So what's the machlokas? Why isn't it good for Nachman Bar Yitzchak to go with Rav Avi's pasuk of losasur? Why does he have to say it's for pasuk of Shalavicha? So it would appear, based on what we explained in the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Biatora She'arucha and the lav of losasur were only said about the horos based in Hagadol Shoshivim Vecha. That's what we learned in the previous segment. That only if you have a horos of the based in Hagadol Shoshivim Vecha, whether it's in Yerushalayim or not, but it has to be a based in Hagadol Shoshivim Vecha, only then is there a mitzvah of Biatora She'arucha and a lav of losasur that we have to listen to them. But in horos Chachmei Torah L'Acher Shebatol based in Hagadol Shoshivim Vecha, after the nullification, after the dismantling of the Beis Din, there is no longer a mitzvah to listen to them, like the Rambam says in the Akdama to the Yad. Beis Din Hagadol Shem Vechad Batul Mikam Shana Kol Nechibur Agamara. So what they say after the Beis Din Hagadol, or not if you're not in the Beis Din Hagadol, so that doesn't have a mitzvah of Al Pi HaTorah Sher Yerucha and a lav of Lo Sasur. And therefore, we can explain as follows: is that it says Vehechan Sivanu, Rav Avyo Amar Milo Sasur, is because Rav Avyo holds that only Al Mitzvahs Dirabonan Shetiknu based in Hagadol are you over on the lav of Lo Sasur, and there's a Chovas Bracha, but on a Mitzvah Dirabonan that the Chachamim were Mitakein after the Bittul based in Hagadol. Ein chovas bracha. So that's Rav Avi's shita. When it says v'heichan sivanu, how can you say in a bracha asher k'dashanu mitzvaysav v'tzivanu? So the answer is, you know what v'tzivanu is? The v'tzivanu, if it was nitkanai they based in Hagadol, but mitzvah derabbanan that the chachamei haTorah were misakein la'achar shabbatol based in Hagadol, there's no chovas bracha. There's no Vitzivanu. Vitzivanu is only what the Beis Din Hagadol says. Kavna Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he says, no. Yom Revarach on Mitzvah Derabbanan from the Pasuk of Shalavicha Ve'Gerchaz Kenecha V'Yomru Lach, because he holds that besides the Mitzvah of Piyatorah She'aruch and the Lav of Losasur, that's only on the Ra, the Beis Din Hagadol, there's another Mitzvah of Shalavicha Ve'Gerchaz, and that was said about what the Chachmei Torah She'b'chol Dor said. Because this pasuk of Shalavicha wasn't said in the context of the parish of Beis Din Hagadol. So even in mitzvahs derabbanan shetiknu chachmei haTorah la'achar shabbatol Beis Din Hagadol, yesh chovetz bracha. Even though it's hard to say this, because it would seem from Pashas in the Gemara, v'heichan sivanu is going on the bracha of Chanukah. But because the Gemara says, Shir Kedishanu says, v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. So this is the Vitzivanu is going on the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, and the Mishnah Siyavitz, or Zolti wants to say that this, when the Gemara says Vehechan Sivanu, say asking in general, not about Chanukah Befrat, but in general, Hechan Sivanu. And in that there's a Machlokas. According to Rav Avya, it's from Lo Sasur, but that's only if it was made by the Beis Din Hagadol. And according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, it's on from Shalavicha. So according to this understanding, you would have to say that when we make the bracha Neres Chanukah, Bitzivanu, so that means that was Nitkan according to Rav Avya by the Beis Din Hagadol. They had a Torah based on Hagadol. And according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, they didn't necessarily have to have a Beis Din Hagadol. According to Nachman Bar Yitzchak, any Beis Din that makes it takana, they already have to listen, because Shalavicha V'Yagetcha Zkeinecha V'Yomru Lach. The Rambam in the 11th parak of Ilchos Brachos Halacha Gimel paskens like Rav Avya. And the Kesef Mishnah writes, for Kusra Rabbeinu Tami to Rav Avya Shneir Yoser. He likes Rav Avya because Rav Avya is more, makes more sense to him. And that's why he chose Rav Avi's pasuk of Lo Sasur. That's why you can say Vitzivanu. Also, we say in Brachos, says the Kesef Mishnah, Perak Mishemesu, Kol Milsa de Rabbanan Asmachu Alav de Lo Sasur. So you see that any inyan of rabbinic matter, they were relying on the pasuk of Lo Sasur, Amlik Rav Avi Kaimelon. So it seems that from the Gemara in Brachos that we pass like Rav Avi in Mesecha Shabbos. It says, Kol Milsa de Milsa de Rabbanan Asmachu Alav de Lo Sasur. Any matter of the Rabbanan. Mashma that there's nothing that the Rabbanan say that's not nismach and Lo Sasur. It's all on Lo Sasur. What do you mean it's all on Lo Sasur? What about those mitzvahs that the rabbis were mechadish? So it's mashma that even though what the rabbis were mechadish is nismach and Lo Sasur. And that's Rav Avia. Now like Rav Nachman who holds that what the rabbis were mechadish is nismachan shalavicha v'yagetcha. The Rambam writes in Hochas Brachos Perak Vav, Halacha Beis, Kol Anotel Yodav Etzach Mevarach Tchila Asher Kedishan Abtzosav Etzivanu Al Antilas Yadayim Shezo Mitzvah Chom Shetztavenu Men Atar Lashmor Lam Shenemar Al Pei Atar Ashe Arucha. So you see again that the Rambam says that the Vitzivanu you get from Al Pei Atar Ashe Arucha. So the Chora, what's the nafkamina between Rav Avi and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak? It's only Mashmos Darshan. You get it from, maybe the Rambam Paskin is like Rav Avi. You get it from Lo Sasur, you get it from Shalavicha. What does it matter? What's the nafkamina? What does it mean? Why does the Rambam Dafka Paskin like Rav Avi? There's not nafkamina, it's just what pasuk you get it from. So what does it mean that when the Kesef Mishnah says that the Halacha is like Rav Avi, what's the Halacha? What's the nafkamina? So the Teretz is based on what we're saying. There's a big nafkamina. The mitzvahs de Rabbanan that the Chachmei Torah mitaken. Does it get a vitzivanu? According to Rev Avia, it doesn't get a vitzivanu. According to Rev Avia, it doesn't get a vitzivanu. Because it has to be given by the Beis Din HaGadol, because the Sasur is in the parish of Beis Din HaGadol. And according to Rev Nachman, yeah, it gets a vitzivanu because it's in the category of Shalavicha. So if that's pshat in the Gemara v'hechan sivanu, I'm asking in general, where is there a tzivui? So Rav Avia says, you know where we get a tzivui from? We get a tzivui from Lo Sasur, but that means it has to be the Beis Din HaGadol. Rav Nachman says, no, it doesn't have to be the Beis Din HaGadol. Any chacham mechachmei Torah and the Rambam paskins that it has to be from the Beis Din HaGadol, Moshe Einkein. We saw in the Sefer HaChinuch that he holds that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to listen to the Chachamim of all the Doros. They don't have to have a Torah based in HaGadol. Now the context of the pasuk of Lo Sasur and Al Pei HaTorah Ashe Arucha is Taka the Beis Din HaGadol, but the Sefer HaChinuch learns from Ubasa al HaKohen ve'al HaShofet Asher Mehem. There the Sefri Darshan's the Rabbis Beis Din Shebi Yavne. So from there he learns Chacham Kol Chacham Adoros. But the Sefer HaChinuch also, based on the analysis that we're presenting now, could have simply learned it from Shalavicha V'Yagetchas Kenecha V'Yomrlach. Ask any Zakenim. That would have been easier to learn from because that it's not even in the context of the Beis Din HaGadol. But again, he has the Sefri to rely on. There in the context of the Beis Din HaGadol, it says Beis Din Shev Yavin, and you don't have to have a... And he holds Beis Din Shev Yavin, it doesn't have a Torah's Beis Din HaGadol. So it's coming to be a Meir, but not only the Beis Din HaGadol, but even Beis Din Shev Yavin, if it doesn't have a Torah's Beis Din HaGadol. And the Rambam, like we saw, says the Beis Din Shev Yavin has a Torah's Beis Din HaGadol. So, Baruch Hashem, we learned this is the third segment of the Shir, and we still have a lot more to do because this is a very, very broad topic. And I'm hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Koach and the Moach and the Simcha and B'siyata D'Shmaya. We will continue, I hope, in the next Shir. Shalom, shalom. B'li Neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.